702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live streaming countrywide
on the Prime Media Plus app.
DStv channel 856,
92.7
and 106 FM.
Let's have a conversation around silent treatment, and it's not something that only happens in intimate partner relationships. Silent treatment can happen between children and parents, between siblings. I just asked a few of my colleagues right now, do you give silent treatment? Some of them were like, yes. Another colleague said, oh, I was given silent treatment by my ex, and that's how he became an ex. Please tell me, what are your conditions that you decide to give a person silent treatment? Is silent treatment where you've reached the point of, like, I'm actually ghosting you, you know? Or is silent treatment periodic? Tell me, for you, when do you implement silent treatment? Do you and your spouse or partner have rules around silent treatment? What are the parameters? Now, my experience of silent treatment has been experienced as a child from adults and from partners in relationships. And because of what I worked out through therapy are abandonment issues, and it's a very blanket term that I'm using that many can relate to. Obviously, it's a lot more complex and layered than that. But for me, it's that like fear of being abandoned. So silent treatment to me always represented you being abandoned, right? Be it a friend, like the fear that comes over me of being ignored is like, it's terrifying. But over the years, I've grown to understand a few things. So over the past 3 days, because I'm still recovering, what I am implementing is called vocal rest. So what vocal rest means is that you stop speaking for a certain number of hours. Day before yesterday, I did it for 15 hours. And yesterday, I did it for 12 hours. And then the way I implement it is, the people that live with me, I write on a paper and I say, I'm on vocal rest. We can type. You know, they can talk to me, but I just won't respond. Obviously, a three-year-old does not understand that. Excuse me. A three-year-old doesn't understand that. But I think he's kind of starting to learn because he thinks I'm ignoring him. And my fear is that he thinks, oh my gosh, mommy's abandoning me, because he doesn't understand. So I've turned it into a game where I signal to him and he tries to interpret. Already with our nanny helper at home, she completely understands all of the sign language that I'm giving her, and she gets it. They all know why I need to go on vocal rest, excuse me, so that I can come on air and also perform my other duties that need my voice. But what I've learned in this period, because I'm not answering phone calls in the periods of silent treatment, my brother was like, why are you ignoring me? After 2 days of not being able to answer his calls and replying. And I remember that feeling of like, I'm being abandoned. I'm being all these things. But what I learned over the years is, when it was explained to me that some people do the silent treatment thing to avoid conflict. So they do it because they don't want to fight. So they just keep quiet. And some people, it's also a trauma response where they shut down. Now, the question is, how do you make it work if you still want to continue these relationships in your life? How do you make those silent moments work? So the rule that I try to have in all my relationships, be it with my parents, my siblings, close friends, and all of those things, I try to say, if you need a moment, please just tell me. At least say, I'm not ready to talk, or I'm not in a place to respond. Give me some space. And then I will say, cool, I'm here when you're ready to talk. Because the fear is that silent treatment is going into ghosting. And I know of people who live in homes where their husbands or wives can go weeks without talking to them. And I'm not talking about you're not even like addressing the admin things. They're not talking to you. They don't acknowledge your existence. And the other person expresses how they feel. Hence, I understand why silent treatment can be described as a form of abuse, as a form of a manipulation tactic, as a form of passive-aggressive communication, as a way to try and control, as something, as a tool that is used by an abuser. But there's a scale. For some people, they genuinely shut down. It's not like they are abusers who are trying to manipulate and control the situation in that sense. They are trying to maybe help calm their own nervous system, and they help trying to help themselves recalibrate in the silent treatment. And the team and I feel at some point it'll be great to get a psychologist in to really unpack this with everybody, because I know some of you are struggling in your relationships. I've heard of individuals who said that when they were younger, their mom, for example, would just give them silent treatment. And it's not like the silent treatment comes after an argument. So their brain was in overdrive, not knowing what they did wrong. They don't know what they did wrong. They don't know why they're in trouble. And then they wouldn't sleep. They are panicked. They are anxious and constantly walking around eggshells of a person that they live with and rely on, and the kind of trauma that you know, taught them that now they grew up to not responding to their mother as an adult. Have you found yourself being an adult who is stuck in these cycles of trauma because of silent treatment? But I want to hear from all of you what the experience has been. Do you give silent treatment? Do you receive it? What are the conditions? What are the rules around your relationships when it comes to silent treatment? Do you shut people off the moment they start silent treatment? And on top of that, what do you do to nurse yourself in that period? Let's say your husband or your wife is the kind of person who gives you silent treatment. How do you manage those situations? How do you deal with it? Because real life still needs to continue. You still need to show up at work and smile at people. But at the same time, you're constantly checking your phone, hoping this person's going to reach out to you. And I think silent treatment is 10 times worse if you're living with the person. It's different when you're not living with them. So give us a call, 011-883-0702. Your SMS is 31702. Your tweets at RelebogileM at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702 afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
22 minutes after 1 o'clock, we're talking about silent treatment. Are you a giver? Are you a receiver? What are the reasons that you do it? What are the reasons that you hate it? Has it broken your relationship? Is it something that happened to you as a child? Or maybe it happens in your intimate partner relationship. We take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We have Maps in Joburg South. Maps, how's it?
Good in yourself, Relebogile.
Good.
Yeah, I was actually about to start doing my work and switch off the radio, but then when you spoke of this topic, I said, you know what, let me call in. I kind of agree with the psychologist that silent treatment is a form of abuse. I'm going to tell you this, which is very sad, like especially when you're the person receiving it. I have my sister. She gives me silent treatment. It's not even a recent thing. It has been for more than 5 years. And it kind of got into me even with my relationship. When my partner gives me silent treatment, I become very scared. Like I feel that thing you were talking about. I feel like I'm being neglected. So it is, yes, a form of abuse, and as a receiver of it, it's very painful because you actually love this person, but the mere fact something that happened way back and they're still giving it silent treatment, and plus I'm a very talkative person, you know. You can just imagine how hard it is. And it kind of affects you even with your relationship with other people as well.
Maybe can you help me explain, because there's so many ranges of silent treatment. You say with your sister, it's been going on for a few years. So do you mean like if you guys disagree on something, she doesn't speak to you for a period of time and then she resurfaces like nothing happened? Like, give me the scenario so I can understand how you experience it.
There's no communication at all. Like when I visit home, we'll not talk. The only time we talk is when there's something that needs to be done. You know, I need to go get something for my mother somewhere. I need to do something like in the household. You know, that's the only form of communication. She'll give me silent treatment, and when the next person comes in, she'll start talking to that person. And it has even extended to my mother as well. My mother would call me even when I'm at work. She'd be on the phone with me for like 15 minutes. But my sister is there with her and she's not talking to her. So it's quite sad. It's painful. And pretending that my mom is old, so I'm always worried about her, you know. And then it gets to my relationship where my partner just says she's not talking to me really for a few hours. Like I get so
triggered.
Let's say, yes, I'm so afraid, you know. I hate it so much because I know what it does and I know the consequences of it, and I know it can be a dangerous thing. So I don't really agree with silent treatment.
Did you and your sister have a disagreement, or do you know what happened? The events that happened that she decided to stop speaking to you?
I know what happened. I didn't have a very good childhood growing up. I did some things that were not good. Not abuse. I didn't hit anyone. No, I was involved in certain things in the neighborhood. And then my sister just chose to cut me off. And even with my dad passed away in 2021. She was not even talking to my dad. She didn't even want to be there when we buried him. So, look, to those who give in silent treatment, yes, you might have your reasons, but just try to find out from the next person what happened. Maybe that communication barrier will help you guys resolve stuff.
I'm so sorry that you've been going through this. And obviously, it's very difficult to give input when we don't know the whole side of the story. We will make the time to have a psychologist come in to give some support. I hope that you are able to find a way to attend to what is in your control, because right now you can't control what she is doing and how you are experiencing it, but you can choose to control how you respond. So as an outsider, I can't even say to you, have you tried to sit down and have a conversation, blah, 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 blah. It's more of finding techniques that are going to help protect you from feeling triggered in those moments. And in your intimate partner relationship, my only advice would be, if your partner needs space, just ask her to tell you that, if you need space, at least tell me that's what's happening, because I have a fear of you just not talking to me for years, or whatever the case may be. Because it's also okay for persons like, I actually need to just process my thoughts before I come back to you. Maybe have that in place. But I'm so, so sorry, Maps, and I do hope you find a way to join us when we do have that conversation with a professional. Candace and Basonia, hi.
Hi, Ulemkile. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
So I've been a receiver of silent treatment in a relationship, in a romantic relationship. Just to give a bit of background, I grew up just fine in a family that was loving and present, and communication was a thing. To this day, if there's an issue, we get around the table. We talk. If we have to travel from where we are to get together, we do that. So I was not quite familiar with that sort of behavioral dynamic with people that are close to you.
Mm.
So in my late 20s, I'm in my late 30s now. In my late 20s, I was in a relationship where I experienced it for the very first time. And I remember not fully understanding what all of that meant.
Mm.
You know, I would send a message, he wouldn't respond. I would call, he wouldn't return my call. It would go on for days. But what I do remember, which I can feel even in my system right now, is the anxiety that came with it. It got so bad, I couldn't even show up for work. That's how bad it was. I think that was truly the genesis of my depression and anxiety that I deal with to this day. Because I would completely be in pieces, dysfunctional. I just wouldn't show up for anything. So the relationship only lasted for 4 months. But I do remember I tried, it was almost every 2 weeks that we were going through this. And every time we were okay and tried to talk about it, his response would be, you know how I am when I'm not okay. And I'd say to him, but how about you tell me why you're not okay and tell me that you're going to shut down. So it felt like a form of punishment and that I'm not being loved, you know.
So,
ultimately I decided I'm just going to pack my bags and go where I'm loved. But I can tell you the effects are far more reaching because to this day I am not one, I don't fight for anything in a relationship. At the very first sign of you showing me that you do not appreciate me, my bags are packed, I'm out the door. And it has become, I guess you can call it a trauma response if you will. I don't believe in sitting down and trying to make somebody understand how they made me feel when they already know how they made me feel. And it has affected me greatly. And to this day, I don't even know if I can commit to anybody because I have that at the back of my mind that any day, this person can just turn around and make me feel worthless.
Girl, all I can say to you is I can completely relate, having been in a situation where a partner would give me complete silent treatment, and it was extremely triggering, like what you said. I couldn't sleep. I was dysfunctional. The way that I describe it is my work requires me to pour for what I do, for listeners, for my TV shows, and things like silent treatment, they take away from the well that I need to use to connect with people. So what I would say to you is, I think there is room to understand where a person's coming from if they are willing to come to the table to be able to say, listen, I'm not ready to talk. Just give me some space so that it calms your nerves. If they're not willing, please protect yourself. And I hope that you're going to go into therapy to help work on these issues, because you also don't want to now find yourself with this amazing person who doesn't give silent treatment, but you're still living in the fear that at any moment something is going to go wrong. So Candace, please, please, I hope that you talk to somebody just to help you process all of these emotions and feelings. We continue. I see you, Pinky, after the news.
Afternoon with Relebo Gilema Botha on 702. Let's walk the talk.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're talking about silent treatment. Are you a receiver? Are you a giver? Is it a form of abuse or is it a form of avoiding conflict? We will take the time to have a masterclass on this on another day with a professional expert. I just wanted to give all of you an opportunity to air out what you are experiencing and all you are feeling. Let's go to the lines on 011-883-0702. And of course, your WhatsApp messages continue on 072-702-1702. Pinky in Randburg, hi.
Hi, Relebogile. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes.
Yes, I'm actually a employee. I'm in a mental health wellness space. I'm a social worker by profession.
Yes.
But I want to first sympathize with the gentleman that spoke about the sister being silent. It's been going on for years. I can confirm that it is abuse, and I can even feel, you know, from his tone that, you know, he is longing for that relationship with his sister, but he's not in control because the sister is the one in pain and in control and is not reaching out. You know, I myself, I have experienced it. I've once dated a guy who was obviously married before and he had his own back in the relationship, meaning that he had a lot of unresolved issues that he was dealing with. Right in the beginning of the relationship, when we disagreed for something, he went for a week without speaking to me. I remember I was panicking. I was calling the therapist. I needed to know what is it that I have done wrong. And over and above, I realized that this thing is a pattern. So we're 2 years in a relationship. 3 years. As we go on and go on, because I have normalized it, that it's okay that when you are angry, you can go silent. It kept on and on to a point that it was punishing me. I was broken. Because one, first of all, I didn't understand what I'd done wrong. And when that person is in that space, obviously I do understand that they're probably in their own thoughts, so when I deal with it, at least talk, at least express that what is wrong and what do I do when you are silent? Do I come back to you? Do I ask you what is wrong or not? So to my experience, I do understand where they are coming from, the people that would put you in the position. But at the very same time, it is not nice, especially somebody that you have a bond with, somebody that you love, a sister, a partner, and you don't speak to them for months, you know? Yes, really.
No, I'm just, it's very, very painful. Having this topic, because I've been on the side of being on the receiving end, but at the same time, knowing how angry I would get as a child and frustrated, I sometimes would say things that I could never take back. So as I've grown older and matured, I have learned that there is power in silence. The power can be a power that hurts, but it also can be a power that saves and brings peace. The challenge I think many of us have is how to use silence for peace and not for hurt. Hence, I say, if you are still in a relationship with somebody who shuts down, let's not call it they're giving you the silent treatment. They are shutting down, but your experience is silent treatment, ne? And maybe if they come back and at least say, I need a moment, I need space. And maybe they are protecting you because they might say things that they don't want to say or have their anger reach levels that they don't want you to see them in. And not to excuse behavior that hurts other people. I'm just trying to see the other perspective.
Yes, of course.
You know, and if your ex used to give silent treatment to you and you continuously express how it's hurting you, how it's frustrating you, and they are unwilling to at least meet you halfway, not even to say to change, to say, okay, cool, yes, let's meet each other halfway so I'm not like losing my mind trying to figure out what I did wrong. Then I think there's room to make it work. But I'm so sorry, Pinky, that you went through that. It is a form of abuse. But the reason I am also trying to see the other side is because there are other reasons that people make those choices that are equally as valid. Sophia in Midrand. Hi, go ahead. Hi, Sophia, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, sorry. So I would say I've been in a job where for the past 2 years, after a small incident happened at work, my two bosses have been giving me the silent treatment.
What?
I know. So if there are meetings that have to be had, I'm not invited. I'll get notes. If there are things that are needed from me from that, I will have to give to somebody else. And it is just a stonewall, and yet work must get done.
Yes.
That is so abusive, so mean, but it also just says like how powerful silence can be, where someone gets excluded and taken out, but also made to feel crazy because the person who's being silent, it doesn't seem like they're fighting to the world.
Yes.
Doesn't seem like they're an aggressor. And yet it's such an aggressive thing to do.
Because they can always say, you know, especially if you take things up with HR, What did he say? What did he say or what did he do? And now you're like nothing.
But this is like, do you answer my they will not answer an email. They will not answer a text. They will not speak to you in person. It is an absolute stonewall. And anything that has to be done, you hear from everybody else.
So what do you think is actually going on?
I think people need therapy.
Outside of that, I mean, in your situation, do you think they're trying to frustrate you to resign? Like, what do you think is happening in your workplace?
Yes, no, so I thought they would. There was a time when they thought I would have to be in trouble for something, but it ended up being their fault.
Yes.
And they didn't like that. And so it started as a ngimkwatele. But you know, the other thing with silent treatment is when you don't know when to break it. Mm. When you start silence and then you don't know when to go back to the person or establish normality again. And I think for them, if I were to leave, they would be happy. But I feel like also, one, you know, I stay in my job because I need my job, but it has been such an abusive environment. I can't tell you.
Have you reported to HR?
Yes, numerous times. HR says send an official, you know, an official grievance with evidence. But what evidence do you have when the evidence is the fact that the person is just not responsive?
Okay, so this is what I would say is every time a meeting has happened in your absence and you find out about it, email the managers, copy HR and say, hi, I see that there was a meeting. I've received notes. Was my input not needed? ?
They are weekly. They happen weekly Monday morning.
Every Monday
and
morning.
And I'm just not invited.
This is how you must keep the track record and the paper trail so that you are able, if you do decide to leave, to show that, is my input not required? And how will this, because if they then say you didn't deliver on X, Y, and Z, well, you were not present at a meeting. So start to keep a record where you send emails each time there's an incident and keep copying them so you can keep a paper trail. That's what you do. And then the day you go for therapy and you need a doctor's note that books you off for an untenable environment, or the day you decide to go to the CCMA for them to, what do they call it, constructive dismissal, that's your track record. You can literally continuously, every single time you're excluded, every single time you walk past the manager, you're not greeted, make note. Every single time you go to report to HR, make a little journal for yourself so you have a record. So they think they don't have evidence, but you would have kept a paper trail, and then you're able to demonstrate that you addressed it with the company and they still did nothing to resolve your issue, and you feel like this is a constructive dismissal, so that if you have to go to CCMA, they're now negotiating with you your payout, because your mental health is a lot more important. Mm-hmm. But all the times you've had those meetings and gone to HR, go and write down dates and times. That's what you do.
This is the truth. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sophia. All of the best. Charles Kosoweto. Hi, Charles.
Hi, how are you, ma'am?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good. I'm very interested. This is a very interesting topic. My two cents, however, I want to say most of the time, the silent treatment, from a man's perspective, is being misunderstood. From my side, when I'm doing that, I'm trying to remember we had a conflict, number one. Before I can go to that state, I'm in a conflict with you, and I feel that my points are not being heard. Then I'm trying to resuscitate my emotions for a while. I'm not sure how long it can be. However, I'm trying to resuscitate myself, not to use anger in the conflict that we are in. So that's what I wanted to put in front of it. When I'm in that state, I'm resuscitating myself. Believe you me, even if it can take me a week or 3 days, but I will come through.
So here's my question. Do you tell your partner when you're in the state where you're not ready to address because emotions are high? Do you say, I need a break. Can we come back to this later?
Yeah.
Or do you just stop talking and walk away?
I tell him right there, let's leave it. And you know how I'm not being a sexist, how women are when they're arguing. When you just want to break an argument there and there, they'll go on and on.
So
because they want to put their point across. Yes. So I just tell them, let's leave this. And even if you can go on, once I can say to you, let's leave this, I'm going to shut down.
But you see, you saying let's leave this to me as a woman sounds like you're saying, you're not saying let's park this, let's pause this, we'll come back. Can you hear the difference?
Pause to me sounds the same.
Okay, but to a person who's heightened emotions, and I'm not going to make it a sexist thing, if I say to somebody, just leave it, to me they're saying we're not revisiting this again. That's what it is. So I would say when you and your partner are in a good, healthy space, like you're chilling, watching a movie, that's when you say, let's have some fight rules. What's our fight language? I can't deal with the continuous arguing and you can't deal with me shutting down. Let's find our fight language. And maybe you can say, I just need a moment to gather myself. So when I say, let's leave it, this is what I mean. Maybe that's what the two of you can do and come to an agreement as a couple when things are okay. Because you don't want now the other person completely spiraling with other issues because of that. Let's listen to some of your voice notes.
Good afternoon, Relebogile. You know, for me, silent treatment is the best remedy. Because when I opt for silent treatment, the intention is to avoid conflict. But once I realize that there's a problem between me and so and so, I rather avoid talking to that person. I think it does help me, because sometimes when you engage someone, the feud that you have might even get worse. So silent treatment is the best remedy for me. Thank you, Mbuyiseni.
My experience.
Good day, Relebogile. Silent treatment. I don't think I give silent treatment, but if there are words said to me that get me worked up, I shut down. I go quiet, and it's more so that I don't say something that I'm going to regret, if that makes sense. But I don't give silent treatment. I just go within myself. I shut down, and that lasts for I don't know how long, but I wouldn't say it's silent treatment for me. I just don't want to say something that I'm going to regret.
And yes, the silent treatment I know about. Growing up, my mom would do it to me. And I just discovered, you know, with me and my home, it's like not a manipulation. For me, it's now become like a defense mechanism where you're just tired of saying the same thing over and over. And when your family doesn't listen or your spouse, you just keep quiet. You just have no more words, because the encouragement you give, nobody adheres to it. If you're trying to help one of your family members, they don't listen. So it's just like, you know, I'm just tired now. And you just stay silent for your own peace of mind.
So many of your WhatsApp messages coming through. Relebogile and team, I give the silent treatment after I've tried several times to explain to the person that they are hurting me or I don't like what they're doing, etc. Some people hurt you but expect life to continue as if nothing happened. Ooh, I'm getting silent treatment from my own daughter. She's in the UK. I don't have her number. I don't know where she stays. Imagine, broken mother. Extended family have contacted with her. I need so many answers. The family's so toxic and will never tell me anything. My son passed away 2 years ago. She came and went back. My ex-daughter-in-law also gave me the silent treatment and don't let me see my 9-year-old granddaughter. Last saw her at the funeral. The courts are so cruel and money talks. Your last two voice notes.
Hi, Relebogile. I think other people avoid talkative people. When you talk too much, they try to cut you off by giving you a silent treatment, so that even if you start talking, they're already quiet and not, it's like ignoring you. You know, it's sad. That is very sad, especially for a sensitive person like me.
Hi, Relebogile and 702 listeners. Myself, I do give silent treatment.
will just give them silent treatment.
That happens during arguments, and I end up keeping quiet. I no longer want to talk. I tell the person I'm no longer talking. I'm not okay, so I don't want to talk. I would take weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So I don't want to talk.
Thank you so much for each and every one of your messages and voice notes. I do promise to save the ones for when we have our masterclass on silent treatment. What I would like to ask is, number one, let's be open to all sides of the conversation, because everybody's dealing with something heavy. But also, protect yourself. If an environment does not feel safe and you've expressed it multiple times, protect yourself, and we will pick this conversation up another time.